It's the Science Podcast. It's the Science Podcast. Hey guys, it's me. I'm hosting the Science Podcast and this is my first video ever. So, don't judge me. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about atoms. Wow! So, atoms make up everything. And here's a joke. Why shouldn't you trust the atom? An atom. Because they make up everything. Get it? Okay. So atoms, they have a nucleus that is made up of two things. You have 5 seconds to guess what they are. Starting now. Okay, did you guess it? Well, it's pretty obvious if you know it, but you could have searched it up. Okay, so inside the nucleus, or the middle, is two different types, or two of the three things in an atom. Okay, but there's protons and neutrons. And those are made out of quartz. And it's amazing how they work. Because the more protons you add to an atom, it makes a different chemical. Now, isn't that great? But if you could have one thing in the world, what would it be? It would be an atom, because you can change it into anything you want. And that is great. But atoms, they are magnificent things. The protons, they attract the electrons, which make it keep going around it. And there's so much that is attracted by them. And also, the electrons attract the protons. And there's a barrier around each set of electrons. And it's kind of cool, but I don't really think you should know it. It's like not the biggest thing in the world. Oh, I guess you do. Okay. It has like these layers of an onion. Like there's these layers like an onion. And they're called shells. And an atom is very cool. You could tell I'm saying that a lot. There's molecules that are actually made up inside of atoms, in the atom. And the atomic bomb got its name from an atom because that's what it does. It splits apart an atom. And all because of what Einstein said, E equals mc squared. E is energy. M is mass, C is the speed of light, and 2 is obviously squared. And that means it whatever you do, it has an equal and opposite effect. Like, you break the atom, it creates an opposite effect. And it's very nice how this works, because the universe is very complicated, and you're lucky to have me. But still, atoms, they're so small that you couldn't see them if you wanted to, probably. I don't think you would even want to. Actually, you probably would. But that's amazing. Like I said, they have the electrical charges, which is amazing. And okay, and an eon, we're going to learn about that right now, is an atom that has either lost one or more electrons, making it positively charged, or gained a few, making it negatively charged. Well, And there are over at least 200 subatomic particles besides electrons, protons, and neutrons. So think about that. And atoms, they're about a 10 millionth of a millimeter across and weigh 100 trillionth of a trillionth of a gram. And the smallest one are hydrogen atoms because they are the lightest element, which is obviously obvious because, like I said, it has the least proton. Okay. And it's really cool how atoms work. But if you want to learn more about atoms, well then, get into science. Because I want to be a physicist. And that is going to be my dream no matter what. And they don't really look very interesting. In the middle, there's the nucleus, and then there's the shells. But they're really cool, even though they don't look the best. But follow your dreams and never give up, because that's how you want to live a happy and awesome life that you want to live. And if you don't live the life you want to live, well then, stop doing what makes you upset and do what you want to do. Pursue it. And that is my advice. And thank you for your time and for watching my podcast, especially my first one. Goodbye.